We are calling to order the Audit Committee meeting for today. What is this, February 5th, 2018? This is the open session, and it's 8:35, according to my clock, Eastern Time. So, Aki, would you call the roll?
Okay, so this is the Audit Committee. So, Grace Ann, not on yet, Ahmad. Is that on? Benito Diaz? Present. Benito is on. Elaine Duncan? Elaine
I'm
Duncan?
Here.
Yeah, Duncan is here. Sasha Foodfang?
Here.
Sasha is here. Jamie Gomez?
Here.
Jamie is here. Judy Hewitt?
Here.
We know she's there. She's
here. William Hewitting.
Present.
William is here. Ken Wilfer? Not on. Okay. Adrienne. How do you pronounce your last name?
Laviolette.
Okay. Adrienne is here. Dorothy, right? Dorothy's not here. Irene Waller.
I am here.
Irene's here. James Sagaton. James is on. Tanaka is on. So there's 9 people. So
this is Grace. I'm here.
Right. Oh, that's right. Grace is on. All right. So 10 people. All right. So and go to agenda approval. We should ask people to chime in what they want to talk about tonight.
Well, I think we want to discuss Sam's responses to our email of last week and his recent communications of this evening. I don't know if everybody's seen them. Adrian, I guess you would not have seen them, so let me forward a couple emails to you.
Actually, I forwarded that to everybody about a half hour.
Yeah, I think, though, what you forwarded didn't have the
video, you know,
that he sent in it. So let me forward that. I believe it didn't.
That would be great. If there's duplicates, that's fine.
Okay. Oh, gosh. How did your email go again? Something with the L-E-O.
Yeah, C-L-E-O-L-E-O-R-E-O.
Right. Yeah. L-E-O.
At Gmail.
C-L-E-O-L-E-O, right. At Gmail. And did you see some of the previous correspondence?
Yes.
Before today's? Okay, good.
Okay, right. So right. Is there any item on the agenda besides the SAMS response and the new communique?
Yeah, William.
Go ahead, William.
As I wrote, the call of the meeting was to talk about the different various audits, not else. And if it's a special meeting, that's what you're supposed to do.
Sorry, but who wrote that in? We didn't agree on that. I saw that you wrote that, but...
That's what's on the calendar.
Yep. But who put that there? Let's see, I'm looking for that. 1 second. Where'd that go? 2016. Oh, well, that is essentially what we're talking about.
Okay, if you say so, I like it.
Don't you think so?
Okay.
It says 2016 audit and retirement audit. And what we're talking about, our communications with Sam, all have to do with the 2016 audit and retirement audits. So I think it's essentially the same subject.
So any objection to the agenda?
I would like to know if anybody else has any specific points besides, you know, talking about the communications.
Benito to the stack.
Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I can't speak for William or anybody else, and I wasn't here during the last two meetings. But if I understood correctly, his question was, who, or someone's question a minute ago, was, or maybe it was you, Eileen, how did that wording get on the website? Is that correct, William? Or Eileen?
No, William was saying that was what was on the website, and I'm sorry if I jumped and said, how did that get there? But then when I looked at what it was, that is, you know, basically what we're talking about here. It's not the audit committee. We're talking about the audit. So I think it's fine.
Okay, but the question was, how did it get on the website?
Well, I assume that whoever announced the meeting or noticed the meeting put it there. I'm not going to.
No.
Okay, we're done with this. We're done with this. Let's move on.
Anyway, I'll sit it on, son.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so I had gone through Sam's responses to us, to our email of last week, and tried to highlight some of the points, some of his answers.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Just as a formality.
Does anybody have any objections to the minutes that were sent out? Hearing none, they are approved.
Great. All right. Sure that the same.
Anything else? Does it make sense to just go through his responses?
Sure.
Because he also sent some new information this evening.
Right.
His responses to our last week's email, he told us that his part-time human resources specialist recently resigned, and so that Sam is filling in there, and that's, you know, another burden on him. You may remember we weren't clear from his language whether or not he had actually hired a contractor. Turns out he has not. He'd gone through a first round of resumes and didn't find anyone satisfactory, so they're working on a second round. Then we asked about why it would take 6 weeks before such a person would be ready to actually help with the audit. And he said that there is a lack of understanding of the nature of the work that we do at the national office. He's a little wordy. That the stations don't do enough of the accounting. They need somebody with higher skills at the national office to, you know, for troubleshooting and analytical skills. And I guess they don't have that person. And the new hire needs to dig into the information. I personally still don't see why somebody couldn't be brought up to speed a little more quickly, but that's my two cents. He says the labor market is very tight and that Pacifica may not be the most attractive client for people. Hard to get experienced people for reasonable compensation. Hard to attract the talent. Then where I said, you seem to throw up your hands when you tell us that, in any case, Pacifica staff is too busy to train a new hire. And he wrote back that that is a true statement. And then he goes on to discuss the bottlenecks, and especially KPFK has been late or deficient in submitting its statements. And I believe also KPFK has not provided any of the schedules so far. So there are delays on everything.
I think you mean KPFA, not KPFK.
No, it's both things. I'm looking at what Sam sent. First it says, yeah, I thought so too, but he wrote, you look at the bottlenecks. KPFK has been late slash deficient in submitting its statements. We took away FY, but it's a little confusing because then he says we took away audit work for PFW and BAI from the KPFK business manager to bring it to the national office. So national office is now helping in reconciliation and completing that work, including good amount of KPFK payables cleanup work. Although it is a separate matter, but the workload of KPFK business manager is also not realistic as he is handling work for three stations. So I'm a little confused, KPFK people, because does this mean we're piling work on the KPFK business manager who's doing work for three stations so that KPFK can't get its audit prep done? Is that what he's saying?
I think so.
And then you want to elucidate?
Well, there was a prior communication to the national board, I believe, where he said that the delinquent station was KPFA.
Well, the also mentioned
were
that.
Okay.
I read to you what he wrote. That's what I know. I can't say anymore. If you would like us to write to him to ask him to clarify.
No, the next item just below says KPFA has not provided.
Right.
It mentions KPFA.
So, I don't know. We can, let me make a note to ask for clarification. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, we definitely need clarification.
I'm not sure how to read that, you know, with what he wrote. Okay, then he goes on to say, and the various additional work that the national office does for various stations is not recognized or understood. The existing staff can either do their own job or train a new hire. I don't know. All right, so he mentions some things that we didn't really ask, just time consuming to clean up all the work from the audit. Excuse me 1 minute. He says we do not know the status of KPFK at this time. I guess in terms of them getting their work done. By the way, this was written maybe Thursday, I believe, Thursday or Friday. Anyway, he said, in any case, though we are providing some information to the auditors and the audit has started on a limited basis. We hope to have it in full swing in a couple of weeks, and they will make the request soon for additional time to push back the deadline from February 14th. He said, my concern remains the same as in earlier years. It is about the speed and accuracy with which we get the information from the stations. And you all should read the, you know, the full amount. I'm just picking out little pieces of what he wrote back. Okay, so here we asked about the funds that were raised in early 2017, specifically the audits. And one of you guys had told me that they thought the amount raised was about $240,000. So we wrote to him to ask him about it and what happened to the money. And he said the $240,000 number is not correct. Please look at my April 18, 2017 CFO report. I did not happen to have that report. I don't know if any of you might have that handy. If so, that would be great if you could look in there and pull out whatever number that was. Excuse me, he goes through a number of numbers, but he basically says that between paying off a balance from 2014, paying for 2015 and tax return prep, including tax return prep, and paying $15,000 to RENA Accountancy for the retirement plan audits, the rest of that left about $46,000, and that the rest of the money was spent on salaries of various personnel that were engaged in the fiscal year 2015 audit. This includes my time, a consultant's time for 4 months, and part-time accountants who worked on the audit. So I'm not sure if we expected the money to be spent on, you know, on in-house costs, or if that money was just supposed to go for actual audits and, you know, tax returns. Does anybody have any information on that? I'll take that as a no. He didn't mention that part of
that, that was supposed to be restricted to the audits, I believe. But
right, but he's telling us that that some of the money was spent on in-house costs, like personnel like him, to work on the audits. And, you know, it may be all academic, but it's hard to keep it straight when you're mixing those things. So I'm not sure if that's how we want to look at it.
Yeah.
William here.
You know what I mean? Go ahead, William.
I agree with the thought that the money shouldn't have been spent on salaries. That's not the audit. The audit is the auditor. So I don't know what we can do about it, but this is not an adequate, it's like you said, there's nothing we could, probably nothing we can do about it. If they think they spent the money on something else, I'd like to know what it really was. That could be an accounting entry that they included his salaries, but no, where did the money really go? That's the question. What checks were cut other than not including salaries or electric bills or anything like that?
Right. I mean, all activities have their incidental costs, and, you know, the time that anybody spends specifically on the audit, you know, could be allocated to the audit. But I don't think that's what anybody was expecting when we talked about those funds.
Right.
So we can ask.
Benito,
go ahead. You were first. Benito, didn't watch that.
I agree with Grace and William. My recollection during the time of that pledge drive at the beginning of the year, all the propaganda was about what kept saying, this is for payment of the 2016 audit. It wasn't about anything else. It wasn't about, you know, staff salaries or consultant salaries or anything else. So, you know, here you have a case of we tell the listeners one thing and then management decide to do something else. And I don't know that it's true that we cannot do anything about it.
Well, noted, and we will certainly inquire. Sasha, you were next, I believe.
Sure, yes, thank you. So I wanted to point out a couple of things. First of all, as anybody who's ever worked in broadcasting and marketing and PR would know, sometimes what you say is not as complex because you've got 30 seconds to do it in as a one-hour committee meeting in terms of getting into the details. So you don't say, we're going to be paying for the CFO's salary, and then he has an assistant, and we're paying for that person's salary too. Somebody just quit, so we're going to pay for it. You know, you just don't do that. You make it simple. To me, that the salaries for the financial staff that has to work on the audit are included, it doesn't bother me in the least. But second of all, I mean, come on. The people who are complaining about this in the Pacifica world for many, many, many years, as have I, and we all know that things get shuffled around. Our station's money gets taken to pay for another station's expenses. So, and you really want to make a fuss about this now? Our financial staff doesn't have enough time. I think he made that really clear. You really want to badger the CFO, or do you want to allow him to do his job so that we don't disappear? Thank you.
Noted. Okay. And anybody else want to weigh in on that? Does anybody have that CFO report so we can see what the amount raised was reported to have been? I guess nobody found it. Aki, you don't have it in your files there? Somewhere?
No, I have to search it in your files. Sorry about that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get it and check it out, I guess.
This is Grace.
Yes?
I have a comment. I think that the money raised for the audit should not be paying the CFO's salary or the salary of the other finance staff, or it should be clear that that's what's going on.
Sasha, for the fact?
He is reporting that, which is good, so we know where the money went and how much more is needed to get the audits completed. However, it was the understanding of the board and the stations who raised the money specifically for the audit, that's what that money would be used for, not for, and salaries are, you know, the CFO's salary shouldn't be paid out of special funds raised to get the audits done or other finance staff.
Right.
Sasha,
I think you're the next.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think then that I would expect all the stations in your upcoming fund drives to not say you're raising money for your stations, but to say you're raising it to pay the Empire State Building for the New York station. In our case, we lent money for Texas to get a new tower, I believe, or transmitter. I think that's what we have to say in our fund drives. We're not asking our listeners to keep our station on the air or asking them to pay all these various things.
No, but it's, excuse me, Sasha,
thank
it's kind of the other way around. I think during that fundraising, that special fundraising day or drive, whatever it was, did we say it was for the audit or did we say it was for, what did we say it was for?
I don't know, but I'm just saying we do fund drives 4 times a year for our stations. And we tell
I know that.
And that are not true.
That.
So what's the difference?
It's different because
William.
I think Grace just said that, you know, the board understood that the funds raised would be to pay. I understood auditors and, basically auditors,
okay,
if I understood that correctly.
Well,
so, you know, it's what the board understood and voted on, but we would need to find out the actual history, and we don't seem to have that information handy.
Yeah, William.
Excuse me, William. William is on the stack now. Go ahead,
yeah,
William.
Thank you. Yeah, the fund drive for the audit was a national fund drive, and it was specifically for the audit. It wasn't
that.
Any combination of raising money for different things. It was for the audit, and everybody knew it.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have to work on the audit, and if there isn't money to pay the CFO, we just won't have one, because you don't count his work.
Please excuse me. Please moderate your tone. Please moderate your sarcasm. We are trying to have a collegial discussion here.
But I'm just, you know, I apologize.
It is water. Yeah. But there's water under the bridge because the money.
And you want to spend your time on this. I can't believe it. It's so dysfunctional. It's just totally dysfunctional. We're going under. We may not exist in a few months. And this
okay,
is,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let us move forward. I just don't know how these numbers were taken into account by whoever was planning things. Of course, I don't know whose budgets, who was working on the budgets for these things. So we just don't really have all the information we need on hand.
Elaine to the stack.
Elaine to the stack. Go ahead, Elaine.
I just wanted to say that in business, I know when I have funds and it says for an audit, and I have X amount of people in the company that's doing the audit, getting it prepared to send it to the accountants to file the audit, they're paid, and normally it's out of the funds that are allocated for the audit. So when you say you're going to pay the audit, and it seems to me that's how our motion read, we were paying for the 2016 audit with this fund drive. It wasn't specified to go to the people doing the audit outside that we hired or people mm-hmm. within that were getting everything together for the audit in National. So I don't really think we were that specific other than to do it. And in order to do our 2016 audit, Sam and them are going to have to get everything together because otherwise auditors can't do it. So we're wasting our money.
Of course. I guess, you know, I'm thinking that somebody like the CFO is part of the fixed costs of the station. You have to pay them no matter what. And that raising special money for the audit. But, you know, it's different interpretations. So until we have better information, in any case, all of these things have to be paid for. But I just am thinking that the way it's related to us today is different from the expectations we had. That's the main thing.
Adrian, to the staff.
Go ahead, Adrian.
So I guess it's more of a point of information. So are you saying that Sam got paid his salary, his normal salary, and other than that, separately, was paid for doing the audit?
No. I'm not saying that at all. I don't believe that would be true. And if it were,
right.
It would be a grievous error, and that would be
okay.
Being a lot of trouble. So I don't think that's what happened.
But as you said, it's part of his duties to do the audit. That would come out of his, I mean, that would be part of his salary.
Right. I guess, you know, when I had the budget for an audit, I just didn't budget my own time because my own time was budgeted as, you know, part of the fixed costs. Anyway, he did say that they received a grant of 50 some odd dollars, where'd that go? 50 something thousand dollars to cover the 2015 grant, and that he's expecting a $58,000 grant from the same source, although it's not guaranteed. I did not know about that until I read this. He said, we've also raised about $50,000 in a one-day fundraiser a month back, but he's keeping that money to pay for the contractor if he ever gets to hire one. So, you know, there's money possibly coming in. I don't know about those grants. Then we asked about any questions so far. I'm going to move on to the retirement plans. What he answered about them. What kind of progress has been made? Substantial, he says. I will provide details in my next CFO report in 2 weeks. Somebody made a point.
Yeah, this is Benito to the stack.
Benito, go ahead.
Is he saying, let me make sure I understand. Is he saying that part of the holdup has to do with not being able to hire sufficient staff?
Yes.
So if that's the case, I would like to understand why he can't hire sufficient staff. Because he has had more than enough authorization from the PNB going back to 2015 to hire as much staff as he needed in order to get done. Despite that, he didn't do the audit in 2015, he ain't done it in 2016, and he ain't done it now. So I don't understand that. I don't buy that argument. Are you saying that you can't hire, you can't get the thing done because you can't hire the proper staff because there's a tight labor market? What kind of nonsense is that? I mean, that the million people in California that are willing to work for the, you know, low wages that Pacifica pays. I mean, we've had people working for these wages for the national office for years.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand that.
Does anyone else have any comments on that or memory about Sam being authorized since for the past few years to hire staff? I will take that as a no.
Well, I'll simply say that I was on the PNB in 2015. And I remember very clearly the PMB authorizing the CFO to hire as many people as necessary to get the audits done, with the idea that we needed to get these audits done as quick as possible, not only to satisfy the AG, but to satisfy to get the CFO. Yeah.
CPB.
CPB funds. That was
I wonder if there would be some minutes or records about that authorization. That would be helpful.
Yeah, whoever.
And to ask him.
Sasha for the stack.
Sasha, go ahead.
Yeah, as I recall, his right-hand man, whose name I'm spacing on right now, other than it begins with an E, left.
That's right. Ephraim, I think, or Efren. It's either Ephraim or Efren.
Efren Uranus.
Yeah, right?
And other staff left, and they may not have hired staff because there was no money to do that with. I'm just throwing some ideas at that.
Yeah.
There. But, I mean, is the issue right now, why didn't you hire him? And I would say, you know, if the salary is low and the business is maybe about to disappear anyway, it's not, and they quarrel and they have meetings and they make terrible comments about their staff not doing the job and not doing it properly, and we have to ask them questions. It's not the most attractive place to work. You know, and that gets around. I mean, that really does get around. I mean, you know, Pacifica has quite, I can just tell you for the Bay Area, it has quite a reputation that goes back to fighting and not paying well, et cetera, et cetera. And now it's got the reputation of going under because there have been various newspaper articles about this.
Right.
So there's that. And what I was trying to say before was, is it really the most important thing to do to get Sam to explain once again why he doesn't have staff? Or is it more important to ask him, does he have any idea of deadlines for various pieces of this?
And he does, and he sent a timeline today, so we will get to that.
Right.
Well, he
said
but I
mean, slash. Why would we...
I understand, Sasha. I think we get it.
This is Liz for the stack.
Okay, let me just say that my feeling is that we want him to move as quickly as he can, and if there are recriminations to be made, let's do it once we are well on our road to where we want to be. and not distract people. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, are we on a public stream?
Yes, we are. Oh, dear.
Okay. Okay, I would like to say that I understand Sasha's efforts to not waste time on things that really have no consequence because the money has been spent. However, I think the public should know that the assets of Pacifica far outweigh all of our debt, and we're not going to be out of existence anytime in the near future. We may have to sell assets to remain in business, but because our assets far exceed our debt, we will remain in business in one form or the other, or on the air, I should say, for quite some time in the future. So it's incorrect to make statements saying that we're not going to be around very long. I think that's untrue and should not go out on the public to the public.
Well said, Grace. Thank you. And thus, if the public is listening, please take what Grace said into account and prioritize that in your thinking. That, yeah, Pacifica and the stations will be around. We're fighting really hard. Anyway, just to move on with the other points. Okay, so on the retirement audits, you know, there are two each year for the two different plans. He says we have made substantial progress and will provide details in his next CFO report in a couple of weeks. Somebody peeked?
Before you move on, please.
Is that the meter to the spec?
Yeah, I just want to ask a question before you moved on to the...
Okay, then make a request for information or something.
Yeah, request for information.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So I think I remember hearing at the beginning of the meeting that one of the reasons for the slowing up or whatever, and not getting the audits done had to do with losing the HR staff. And so
human resource specialist. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm confused by that statement. I don't know if anybody could clarify, because it's my understanding, correctly or not, that Pacifica has not had an HR firm or any kind of HR staff for several years. And so I don't know what he's talking about. The only HR person that was brought on recently only and exclusively for the purpose of doing the background check on the IED hire. And that was a one-shot deal. That was one particular job for that person to do, and they were not supposed to be staying on. So I don't. Can somebody enlighten me? What's all that about?
This is Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
I think I can answer. I think that when Sam from communications that Sam has sent to the national board. That what he means by HR functions in terms of what Efren was doing, that Efren was doing things like correcting errors in paychecks or interfacing with staff at the various stations, and I think that Sam is lumping that under the category of HR, whereas actual HR functions are different. So
yeah,
I think he's talking about office management type jobs, that type of thing.
Okay, that would be helpful, I think. Thank you.
And we can
ask ourselves. Yeah, William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
Thank you. There's been talk of contractors, I guess accounting contractors they're talking about. I'd be surprised let's put it this way, if a firm like Robert Half, which is all over the country, couldn't find somebody to work at Pacifica with the knowledge needed. That's all.
I've been wondering that sort of thing myself.
Maybe we should put that somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a number of national companies like that who could probably find somebody. We will ask about that. Let me suggest. Because certainly they could have people come in and organize documents, I should think. And the like. Okay. All right. May I go on about the retirement plans? He said we're making progress. Rena is getting up, back up to speed. Rena being the firm that's performing our retirement plan audits. He said he absolutely needed a human resources professional, particularly with specialized knowledge of retirement plans, to help assemble the information for these audits. So we asked if he was taking any action. He said no. He has to first make sure that there's an adequate cash flow and that all stations are paying their central services dues. I cannot hire a person unless I can assure that the person will be paid for some time. In terms of having an ERISA attorney, which has to do with how these plans work, he's got somebody, a pro bono attorneys, I guess, who are helping draw up an action plan. And he will provide the detailed action plan as soon as the attorney completes this assignment. We'll just keep an eye on that. He says it's taking a lot of his time to communicate to the various stations, general and business managers, and address all the issues that are coming up. These penalties are real for the penalties on the retirement plans. The penalties are real. The window is very short. That's all. Let's see. We commented in our email to him that it seems like the only way to make any progress is to bring on more staff, whether permanent or temporary. He goes through some of the extra tasks that they have with processing advanced payroll and special projects and et cetera. And that it's been very difficult to get information for previous years, like fiscal year 15 and even 16. We have to dig into past records, and there's no one to explain how the transaction was entered into the system. And this is a problem we have in new hiring. No one wants to do the back years job. Last year, I saw people quitting in 1 to 3 days. At this time, we are down 2 people from 2015 staffing levels. So, he lists a number of things. Following are the serious bottlenecks / staffing issues. BAI and PFW do not have business managers. This is causing serious strain on other resources, as work has to be done by someone. B, stations do not... Hello?
That would be last, Benito.
Can I get through this list?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And then we go? Okay. B, stations do not prepare balance sheets. Business managers are not exposed to this process. This work is done at the time of audits. This puts tremendous workload for the national office. I could have some things to say about that. C, backlog from prior years is creating more difficulties. It takes more than normal time to respond to questions, research the issues, and provide documentation. D, absence of a human resource manager at the national office is a serious staffing issue. Work is handled by accounting persons who are not trained in dealing with such matters. And he says, unless there's a substantial improvement in these conditions, there will be misplaced expectations for the national office. He hasn't seen any efforts so far to strengthen the national office in the last 2 years that he's been there. So, all right, Benito, what was your comment?
It's laughable to me for somebody to say that part of the problem is that BAI and PFW don't have business managers. And so that puts an extra strain on the national office. You know, PFW has been trying to get authorization to hire a business manager for at least the last 5 years. And then finally, last year, or at the end of 15, we finally got that authorization. We hired a business manager, and then here comes Mr. Sam Adderall and does not allow the guy to do his job and tells him, no, your job is not to do ABC. You're supposed to be doing DEF, and I want you to limit yourself to just doing DEF.
So, Rico, I think I can be a little more specific about that.
You are criticizing staff in an open meeting. That's not supposed to happen. And you want to ask him, Benito, for more? He's been doing nothing but criticizing Sam this entire meeting. You are self-conscious about open and closed stacks. Stacks, you should think about being sued.
I'll worry about it when it happens.
Okay. Let's move on. Is anybody else on the stack right now? I will say, I can comment a little bit. PFW had a business manager who only worked 10 hours a week. I know that PFW wanted to increase his hours, but that was not authorized, and that was kind of a problem. The guy still put in more time than 10 hours a week, but I think he kind of gave up. He said he had a family problem and left. Who knows if it was that or just frustration. On balance sheets, I can say that at PFW, we don't even have any accounting software. We are currently trying to get it, but we can't keep track of our finances with just Excel sheets. So that's a little rough. I don't think we've seen a real balance sheet from the national office. I don't know. I've been there a couple of years hanging around. I don't think I've seen one. Backlog would obviously, I have to agree that would create a lot of difficulty. Basically, this doesn't really tell us a lot that we didn't hear from his former communication, which is that there's simply not enough staff or skilled staff to get the work done. And he's, not apparently sure if he has enough money to hire people. Those are the broad conclusions I come to. Go ahead, Sasha.
The reason that there wasn't authorization for stations to hire or expand station staff hours, no doubt, has to do with the fact that there wasn't any money, that those stations also couldn't afford it. And the reason that we have this backlog, and I don't know if any of you had ever been audited by the federal government. I was, because I had two small businesses. And it took me 2 weeks of preparation, because they were going back several years, to do that. It is an incredible task. You have to have copies of everything, just the photocopies alone. So I just want to tell you that, when you're talking about old records and you're talking about stations that there hasn't been money to authorize, hiring staff that's needed, I don't know that you can blame your business manager for that. I really don't. I think the fact of the matter is that we haven't had enough money for a long time, and things, and there are problems. And you know, looking for somebody to blame that on is kind of really, to me, an incredible waste of time. But I would say also, you're really not supposed to be running a staff member into the ground in a public meeting. And I would really suggest that people take that into consideration.
I would like to say that I don't know when this failure to perform audits began. I don't know what the first year was that audits weren't prepared and submitted, but I, you know, for all I know, it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, I do not know. So that was a huge error and some version of Pennywise and Pound Foolish, I don't know. But it seems like that was really the beginning of a lot of our problems. We just got behind on everything, we being Pacifica. And it's regrettable. It's in the past. Now we're just trying to catch up. So,
Benito,
go ahead, Benito.
It's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, that we're discussing an open document. Is that correct?
It wasn't marked confidential.
That's my point. So the CFO the CFO writes us a document, an email, and we're discussing the email.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're doing.
Okay.
Now, if in that email the CFO makes allegations that some of us find to be ridiculous, then it's our responsibility to point them out.
Got it. Let's see. I would like to look forward to
Irene,
a more recent
Irene,
what? Eileen, yes.
Point. Yeah, just a yeah.
Go ahead.
I think that all this talk about audit being not done and all this, I think might send a wrong impression to the public that there was a deadline last year that we had to meet in July to meet the 2015 audit, and then 2015
right.
audit was completed several weeks before the deadline of that Attorney General's, and then we're trying to do that for 2016. So I think that what they did last year was quite heroic. I think they're trying to do that now. And so to say that audit has not been done for several years is false, number one.
Excuse me.
It's a pretty wrong impression.
The 2014 audit wasn't finished until last year either, was it?
I don't know.
We were behind on the audit. You can't argue with that. Anyway, let us not spend any more time on this. It's not, it doesn't matter anymore. It's, you know, what was done was done. What wasn't done wasn't done. I'd like to move forward with more recent communications. Unless somebody has something constructive and helpful to say. Yeah? Okay. Sam communicated to us today that the auditors have filed for an extension until May 31st, 2018. The auditors have documented the steps that we've taken so far, and Sam did send us a copy of the letter. And the reason the auditors' reason for being a bit behind. Oh, no, he puts it a different way. He does mention the preparation for bankruptcy filing as being part of what delayed things. The audit has started now, and we have sent requests to various stations for documentation. So it will be a busy time. And then he says, I am sending a tentative budget/timeline for making all our audits current, As you know, we cannot restore CPB funding until we have the most current audit report. I've received many requests asking what resources will be required to make us current. So please forward this email to the audit committee as well. Okay, so you all should have received that, but may not have had time to read it because it came in a bit late. Let me see. Let me just check on a couple of things. Right, there's that question. All right.
Point information.
A request for information, yes?
Yes. Are you talking about the refile?
No.
Okay, because we...
You're talking about the tax... You're talking about the tax returns?
I'm talking about how we filed and it was denied.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. For an extension. Yes, it was denied, and so now we have made a new application for an extension.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. All right, there's a bunch of really small type here. Let me cut it out. Did anybody get a chance to read what he sent at, let's see, it would have been 3:25 what do you call it, Pacific time, California time? No. Okay. Let's see what I can do. He writes that they've got a very ambitious plan. He said, we have barely started fiscal year 16 financial statements audit a week back, so we have to finish 3 audits in a little over 1 year. This is critical if we stand any chance to restore CPB funding in fiscal year 2019. The cost is estimated to be approximately $395,000 to bring the audits current. There will be additional costs at the stations as they will need extra help, so the total cost will be around $495,000. Stations will not be able to meet the extra burden with their existing staff. As the national office, Nakapon building, is this confidential or is this open? The discussion about the building. Can anybody tell me?
It's open because the building is on the market. It's listed.
Okay.
So it's
gotcha.
Public knowledge.
So, okay, so since this building is proposed to be sold, adequate money can be reserved for this purpose. This audit budget will be separate from the money to pay off unpaid property taxes, pension obligations for national office staff, relocation costs, etc. Central services payments are not sufficient to meet these expenditures. Some stations do not even pay these dues on a regular basis. A one-time budget will be needed to overcome this special requirement, I guess, to meet it. It is the PNB's profound responsibility to provide adequate resources. These are critical compliance matters and governed by rigid deadlines. We have been in continuous default on all these matters for a long time. National office and other accounting staff will be extremely busy in order to accomplish this task. There are several other important responsibilities that the national office has besides audits, and all of these have to be executed concurrently. However, if there is a commitment and a plan, then sincere efforts can be made. Currently, we do not have any plan to break this vicious cycle of delay and default. This budget underscores the point that I and Bill Crozier had made earlier. We need $5 to $6 million in the short term, 6 to 12 months, some of it even sooner, to stabilize our financial situation. This includes providing for Empire State rent obligations, pension payments, audit expenses, and working capital for cash-starved nations stations. All right, so that was in the email that accompanies his document, his budget timeline. And let's see. I don't really want to read the whole thing aloud. Some of the text is the same as what I just read to you. Hang on. certainly penalties, etc. We cannot apply for major grants when our audits are delinquent. Major donors are reluctant to give money when they hear of such delinquencies. It takes a lot longer to get the audits done when there's a backlog and documentation is not readily available, etc. And it is troublesome to hear comments sometimes from responsible people that we will restore our CPB funding soon. It is quite clear that the scope of the work is not known when such statements are made. So, just so you know. Then he gives us his tentative budget and timeline for bringing the audits current. And basically, it's a list of what he expects the audits to cost by year. And, for example, let's see, FY 2017, there's the financial statements audit, there's the Form 990, retirement plan audit, retirement plan 5500, the 403B audit, and the 403B Form 5500. And then he's got pretty much the same thing for 2018. Then he adds two contractors for 1 year at $75,000 each and travel expenses to stations. So that all adds up to the $395,000 to get fiscal year 2017 and 2018 done for all of the audits, plus the $100,000 that he estimates $20,000 per station to help out. It'll be easier for you to grasp all this if once you have the documents in front of you, I think. So, that's what I got. Melissa, we go from here, audit committee.
Yeah, William, point of information.
Please go.
What is the, this is an email from Sam that you're reading from. What, could you tell me
yes.
the time?
The time was, says 3:25 p.m., so I guess that's, you know, California time.
California.
25
Thank
our
you.
Time. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's got most of the text in his email and then also in the document along with the actual budget. So we have actually come to the end of the open session time. Do we need to go into closed session, or shall we just continue here? Any opinions?
Do we have anything to discuss in a closed session?
Not specifically that I know of. We're talking about here.
Yeah, I'm we don't go to close and. Is there anything else we need to discuss and open?
Yeah, I would like to see if we have, if there's something we want to do, something we want to communicate, something we can do to try to help. Would it help if we directed communication to the PNB asking them to, authorize the spending on staff that Sam may need, if that's something that would be helpful. I don't know. Does anybody have any ideas there?
Benito to the staff.
Go ahead, Benito.
As I indicated earlier, the PNB authorized the CFO to hire 100,000 people if necessary to get these audits done. Back in
that was then, and this is now with a different situation.
So he has the authorization.
Sure. Anyone else? Okay, so we're not going to.
We can say thank you for your hard work, Sam.
Yeah, we could. We can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Show me the hard work first.
I think that we can also authorize them to print money.
Sorry, Aki? Can you repeat that?
I said we can authorize them to print money.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we can do that, but that's why I was saying should we forward something to the PNB that does so.
Yeah, this is William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I can't curve the motion right now. I'm not home yet. But I think we should ask the PNB to reiterate that he should be hiring accounting contractors right now to get this done.
Okay.
This is Grace for the stack.
Financial statement audit done.
We've done the financial statements and the pension audits, no? But especially, they're both pretty grave.
I guess they're both important because the pension has big penalties, but the audit is required for us to not lose our tax exempt status.
That's true. Okay.
One second,
Grace.
I'm
just trying to write things down so I can draft something and send it around to everybody, you know, before we send it to the PNB. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Some of this is a chicken and egg situation. There have been no budgets approved for any of the stations or for the national office or the archives or any other unit. So we're working without knowing what the budgets are. We don't know what the total amount of payroll is going to be allocated for the fiscal year 2018. Those budgets should have been completed in September at the very latest. It's now the beginning of February 2018, and we don't have any budgets. So it's difficult for the Audit Committee or the Finance Committee to figure out if the National Office is understaffed, overstaffed, or whatever. But I think in terms of priorities, and because the workload is difficult at the national office, according to Sam, we need to ask if an extension on the February 14th deadline has been written up and sent to the California Registry of Charitable Trusts or the AG's office, wherever it goes, for an extension.
Actually, it has been. We have a copy. He sent us a copy of that letter. I'll make sure. I'm not sure if that went to everybody. I'll make sure it goes around.
Okay,
anyway.
I didn't notice it, or maybe I missed it. But, do you know when that was sent out? And I think that's the most important thing right now.
Yeah, it's dated January 31st, and was written by Regalia and Associates, and it's to the Registry of Charitable Trusts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Let me make sure. Look around. Okay. So we'll do that. That's a good point. We don't know how much money we need for 2018, nor do we know how much we're expecting to take in for 2018, aside from the loans. We are a bit looking in the dark. But, you know, that's Sam's department, so perhaps he himself can figure it out. Perhaps people on the Finance Committee would have some insights as well.
I think the Finance Committee does not have enough information. We have an income statement. I think the latest one, we got an income statement for the end of October. We had one prior to that, the end of September. We don't have, I don't think we have itemized expenses on those income statements, or at least it's not fleshed out enough to be examined by either the Finance Committee or the Audit Committee. We don't have balance sheets, I don't believe. So it's really hard to plan and calculate things and take responsibility as a committee without the that crucial financial information.
William, for the stack.
I'm sorry. William, go ahead. Who was that afterwards?
Adrian.
Okay, William and Adrian.
Okay, I would just pose almost a rhetorical question. Who's responsible for creating such reports that we might want to look at, and or more so the Finance Committee would want to look at?
Sam's office, I guess.
I think it's Treasurer of each of the SD.
I'm sorry, what was that, Bucky?
I thought the Treasurer of each SD, so you're supposed to
submit
the budget for the session.
Well, the budgets, yeah. Each
I was talking
come
about
up their own. Yeah. I think as a, depends if it's for Pacifica as a whole, then it would be the national office. And assuming that they have the information from the stations.
Well, also the
Adrian?
National office has to...
Oh.
Sorry.
Adrian was on the stack. That's okay.
Sorry.
Okay, Adrian first, then Grace.
Did Sam present a draft budget for the national office?
I have not seen one. Has anybody else? I'll take that as a no. The draft budget for national office. Yeah, we have no idea what the national office. I don't even know how many people work in the national office. Maybe Aki knows. Aki, who works in the national office? Is it a staff of 3, 10, 50? I have no idea.
Usually I see like 3 people.
What? 3 people?
That's about usually.
In the whole office?
Uh-huh.
Oh. That's kind of crazy. Anyway, Grace, you are next.
That's what I was going to say, that we should at least see a draft budget for the national office. And that's Sam's purview. The other stations, I don't know what is the delay on getting the budgets done. But without budget information and without, it's difficult to figure things out without an explanation of the expenses as well as the income.
Right.
These different units and the national office.
Yeah, I know. We finished ours not in September, but, you know, it's been a couple, 3 months. And I believe we sent it off, you know, in a relatively timely manner, better than some other years. So let me inquire about that. Ask about... Okay. All right. Any other concerns that we should ask about? So shall we summarize what, you know, what we've got from today? If I write a little draft of what we want to say to the PNB, can somebody actually draft a motion? Because I don't have experience in that. I'd like somebody else to do it.
Yeah, I can draft one. Why don't you decide it then?
Oh, is that Aki? I thought William
sure.
was going to.
Okay. Sure, I can do that.
Aki will draft motion or PNB if I send content. Does that sound okay to everybody? And then we'll send that around before we actually send it to the PNB.
Okay.
Any objections? Okay. And then I'll try to capture some of these concerns and put them into a new email for Sam, asking about budgets and a few other things that are in here. Again, you know, we'll try to be delicate and not overtax Sam during this time when we want him to be working on other things. Does that sound okay? Any comments? Okay. I'm done. Anybody else? Going? Going?
Yes,
I'll second that.
I'm sorry?
Request what? For information.
Go ahead, Sumiko.
So we're getting ready to close this down. So did we decide whether or not to hold a closed session or not?
Oh, I believe that nobody came up with any reason for holding a closed session.
Okay.
So I think we will not hold a closed session.
Okay.
Any objections?
I mean,
none heard. Yes,
this is Adrian. Am I officially seated, or do I need to be officially seated? I don't know how that works.
No, you didn't
either. You're officially seated.
Okay.
No, I'll get your call into order so that you have your name, you know, instead of PKs.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, William.
Point of information. I thought I saw something in writing about that the auditor was going to be on this call.
You know, I heard that rumor myself, and so I wrote to Aki. Where did you see it? Because I did not see it, but somebody else told me they did.
I'm not sure if it was on Aki's agendas or... I'm not sure.
I don't think it
was. There was a possibility of that. You know, we were talking about calling them last week at the last session, so maybe they probably got leaked through from the last time.
Oh.
We were talking about that.
Okay, I don't remember that myself, but...
But nothing for today.
Yeah. So I don't know if we want to do that. Let's see. Okay, I guess that's it for today. You know, I'll write up a couple of things and send them around, as mentioned.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Eileen.
Adjourn.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Bye.
So, I move we adjourn. Any objections?
Okay. Second.
No,
thank
second,
you.
Second, we're out. Okay, thanks, everybody.
No executive session.
Bye-bye.
Right?
Thank you.
No executive session.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for that.